Hello, welcome to the 5280 podcast. Strap on and have a good time.
From the 5280 studios, it is the Weekend Geek Update. Smurf here, along with our special guest.
Yes, we have a special guest.
Introduce your special guest.
I'm Jared Davis, also known as the Denver Galactus.
There we are.
Denver Galactus is official.
It is official.
It's pretty official.
The man shows up.
I mean, when you can Google Denver Galactus and the first eight pictures are yourself, I think that's pretty official.
Yeah,
that's,
I know, you're like, yep, I'm a badass. And, of course, not to forget our own.
Terry.
Who all of us decided to take on an adventure at Club Cosplay.
Yes.
Which turned out better than I anticipated.
I had a great time.
Okay, let me ask you this. Did you actually get out there and dance as Galactus?
He always does.
I did. I usually always get out there and dance.
How do you dance in painter stilts?
I actually have a platform on the bottom of the stilt that gives me about another 2.5 inches of height. And
Holy shit, it's a little
bit wider than the stilt, so it gives me a little more room to play around with.
Oh, my
God.
You can hear,
like, that thunk when he walks. Or else instead of, like,
That's the footprint of Galactus
basically, coming.
That's right.
The Eater of Worlds is here. Bow before my omnipotence.
Bow before my shoe.
So, we'll get on topic. So, I want to talk about Galactus. How long did it take you to build the whole thing?
The first costume took me about 6 months. That costume took me about 3.5 months.
Wow.
And then the lights took me, I would say, right around 3 weeks to get them all on.
Because if you go to Club Cosplay Colorado, there's a picture of you dancing out there. You have the earth on what looks like a freaking yo-yo string, and you're all out there, like, tearing it up. And I'm like, oh, that's so badass.
I actually love the yo-yo string thing, but I like it.
It is. So, Galactus, your favorite hero?
He's villain? Actually my second favorite villain. He's the biggest and the baddest villain. So,
no, that's Thanos.
actually, the ego of Thanos is bigger, yes.
Very true.
Galactus consumes planets. I mean,
this is true. There's no way that he could beat him without the Infinity Gauntlet.
Man, I mean, Thanos does live in his own dimension. That's debatable.
We could go hours on that one. Stay on topic.
Talking about me.
Talking about you. You didn't show up as Thanos. It was Galactus.
Yes.
So that's your favorite villain.
Yeah, so he's actually my second favorite villain. My favorite first villain is Doctor Doom.
Really?
Hands down. He's the best villain
in any universe,
any reality ever, like.
And you do have a Doom as well.
I do have a Doom as well.
Magneto. By Doom.
You would think that, but there's a comic series called...
Fantastic Four versus the X-Men?
No, it's actually a Doom series. It's a five-part costume, and it's something of evil, and it's just about Doom manipulating all these teams of evil to pretty much get what he wants, and the end result is he partners up with Magneto, but he's outsmarted Magneto, and that's how he ends
which
up.
Isn't hard to do. Magneto's pretty blind.
True,
sometimes
his ego
tunnel
gets
vision.
The best of him.
Yes, it
so
is.
So he bests Magneto and pretty much runs him off to the other side of the planet and conquers his mission. I won't spoil it.
Is that out of Acts of Vengeance? How old is that series? It sounds familiar to me.
It's new. It's, I think, 2014.
Oh, so that's, like the Secret Wars stuff that they just got finished doing.
Are you talking about, the planets collide?
Yeah.
I haven't finished that one yet.
Okay.
No spoilers.
The third comic in that series just blew me away.
Yeah. No spoilers. I promise.
Not yet.
So, Galactus, awesome choice. And then you blew my mind, because I haven't seen it done properly. You had a Silver Surfer.
I did.
Now, what in the hell possessed you to build a surfboard? Because that's got to be the most awkward prop to have for a cosplayer.
I just like how he explains the The wrappings.
Oh, yeah, putting the fabric on it was like putting a condom on a really big penis. It was really awkward.
I heard that and I was like,
just rolling it on.
I had to like hold the board against my body as I was like pulling it down over the board. It was pretty awkward.
This is so awkward of a first date. Just hold on, baby. I'm getting there.
Got it.
I'm getting there. How tall was the board?
Oh, the board is, jeez. It is 82 inches long, and it's 24 inches wide.
Is it like an ironing board? What's underneath it?
No, it's just like in-house insulation.
The
blue foam.
Yeah, the blue foam, yeah.
And then I got it reinforced with a couple pieces of metal in the back, like light aluminum. I just dremeled out a channel, threw it in there, glued it in, pulled the fabric over, boom.
Done.
Yep, done.
Holy shit. Yep.
Even though there's rumors that you want to make it smaller.
Yeah.
Well, I can understand wanting to make it smaller.
It's big. It's big. It's really wide. Like, I think the length is good, but just the width. Like,
well, it's wider than you because I came up to you.
Yeah.
All I could see was the board. Yeah. I didn't know where the hell you were. You're like, oh, shit, on the other side of it.
When you came up to my side, I'd either have to move the board or I'd have to look around it. It was so big. Yeah, so I think I'm going to take an inch off of both sides.
But it was absolutely brilliant.
Thank you.
I loved it. You know who's going to love that when he sees it? Wayne up in Boulder.
Oh, absolutely. Because
he's such a surfer freak.
Yeah. Aww. I've actually been friends with Wayne since I started doing the Galactus costume.
He's had you up there a couple times for Free Comic Book Day and everything. I think this was the first year didn't make it this year because of the rain and all that.
I was actually out of state working, so I couldn't make it. I quit that job because I missed the Free Comic Book Day.
Yeah.
You bastards! Yeah. That's like your religion, though, isn't it? I mean, the one day a year, like Easter?
Yeah, pretty much. And then DCC is like my Christmas. And I got to meet Stan Lee this year, which was really cool. Got a bunch of pictures with him. And I almost didn't even make it to DCC because of that job. So I quit. I was like, nope. Can't
done.
Do that, guys. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What was it like meeting Stan? Did you meet him in your Galactus outfit?
I did.
Yeah, it's awesome.
On Father's Day, too. So I walked.
That's great. Yeah,
so I walked up and I was like, oh, shoot. What did I say? Happy Father's Day, Dad.
That's
and he
so
just
great.
Got a good laugh out of it. And of course, I shook his hand. I tried to get him to sign my planet, The World Is Yours, Stan Lee. But,
right.
Really, his handlers kind of handle the whole situation.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah, they're
like,
they're
nah,
touchy.
I can't do that. But luckily, I got like a dozen free photos with them. So
that's badass.
That's
awesome. Pretty cool. Yeah.
Saved a lot of moolah doing that.
It's kind of tough to get into him with him now because of like the one idiot that had him sign the blank cover of Walking Dead that later penciled in Negan beating him up.
Oh,
I mean,
there've been
like some bad things. Our friend Jay Mintz. Did like a Stan Lee on his little soapbox. He does these little tight characters. So he's done that for years trying to get into Stan Lee. He finally got it last year at Chicago. Now they remember him. But still, I mean, the handlers are just like.
Yeah.
But it is Stan. He can't see
it anymore. It was still amazing.
Just to meet him, though.
Yeah.
Like, oh.
And then to see him get on his little scooter and scoot on through the crowd.
Is that a scooter?
Yeah, he's got a little. He can't walk around that much anymore.
I'm sure.
Yeah, he's what, like 68, right?
No, he's older than that. He's like
older. Do I have that backwards? Is he 86?
He's like 86.
Okay, yeah, I got that backwards.
Yeah, it's okay. Dyslexia is great.
Yeah, it's okay. It cleans up with alcohol.
Yeah, so he was actually supposed to come out to DCC, what, like 5 years ago?
Yeah.
And he ended up doing the cameo for Spider-Man. Yep. And I actually built my first Galactus costume to meet him that time. And then he had to do that cameo. So I'm just walking around this lonely Galactus. And it just so happens the year I decide to completely rebuild Galactus, he comes back.
Which
so,
is awesome.
Yeah,
it's
which
like
was
fate.
Yeah, it was perfect.
The stars aligned.
Yeah, it was perfect.
Like, and so it shall be.
And so it shall be.
That is awesome. I am thoroughly impressed with your Star-Lord, or with your Galactus.
You're Star-Lord.
I'm the Star-Lord.
Well,
I almost showed up at Star-Lord that night, but...
You should have. You would make a good one.
Oh, that coat is so hot. But I was a Ghostbuster. I was happy. Yeah.
It was with your crew.
I was air-conditioned. I was with the crew.
Hey, how come you guys didn't jump up there for the costume contest?
We think it's kind of unfair. All of us have to compete, or none of us compete.
Right.
And, I mean... Dude, we spent thousands of dollars on our packs. And
oh, really?
I mean, okay, so mine's probably the most inexpensive. And when I created it 10 years ago, almost 10 years, it was close to about $1,000. Indy's got 1,500 into his.
Nice.
But Indy's does, like, when it hits...
Smoke machine?
Yeah, he has the... He's, right? Yeah. Okay. So when his, like, overheats,
it's
we've got
worth
a vape
it.
Pin in it.
That's awesome. It,
so when Christmas hits this year, I'm pulling my pack apart to do some upgrades.
Awesome.
But, I mean, it's almost... We feel bad when we compete because everyone puts so much hard work into it. We want to see everyone else do it.
That's respectful.
Yeah.
I like that, too. People ask me, you know, hey, how come you don't do contests? And I'm like, I don't do it for the contest.
Yeah.
I like seeing everybody else.
Yeah. I mean, and what's her name won the Pikachu?
Yeah, I don't remember.
I remember.
Warrior Pikachu. No idea what her name is, but she nailed that Pikachu.
She would not break character. She was running around just Pikachu. So she walks up behind Indy. We're on the porch drinking, and she walks up behind Indy to grab his proton pack, and then just Pikachu and just lights herself up, and it's hilarious. Dwight and I are laughing our asses off. Indy's like, "Leave my pack alone.
Leave it alone.
Leave it alone." But no, I mean, we thought about it, but I'd maybe go up with my Star-Lord, but as far as the Ghostbusters, it's different.
You guys do
different
like a lot of like publicity things anyway, so I always see it as you take one or the other. You either focus on like contests or you go to the other side.
We'll judge. I mean, we know what goes into it. I mean, you and I could judge the hell out of a contest.
Judging. I would turn into a bitch.
Would you nitpick? Do you think you'd nitpick it?
I nitpick everything anyway, hence why I don't do costume contests.
Like, it's not good enough.
Because I'll be that person. Like, my past roommate and I, we would, if we were in a bad mood at comedy, we would stand next to each other and be like,
ooh.
Did you see this? That stitching is horrible or something.
See, I could
stupid.
See that happening.
You're one of those people.
If I feel like it.
If she's in a mood. If she's in a mood.
In a mood, I do, and I hate it, and I try to always be like open-minded, but sometimes it's like to make myself feel better. I'd be like, me, you know,
now the one that I liked, and it was just probably from the fanboy inside of me, was the Psylocke, the Jim Lee Psylocke that was there.
Oh.
I was like, I kind of like,
you know, there was
like
a Jubilee
one.
Running around there that I wish that had gotten up on stage.
Really,
her
I didn't
Jubilee
see her.
Jubilee was on point.
Now, which Jim Lee, like the '90s Jim Lee?
Jubilee.
Oh,
from Marvel.
Yeah, Jubilee was the Jim Lee Jubilee.
Oh yeah.
With the yellow coat and the
Jim Lee. Yeah. So. Yeah, I think she was a photographer, though, because I saw her over by the photo booth taking photos of people. Like, not in the booth, but around it.
Running it.
And then I saw her running around, so I'm not real sure, but it was on point. I was like, that is awesome.
The chick that was Mad Moxie?
Yeah.
Holy hell. I have no idea who she was, but
I
really
like
to
like
get a
club
name.
Cosplay events. Like, there's some random people that like come out of their weird dungeon holes in the ground, and you're like, where the hell did you come from?
Yeah. Earlier that day, we had done an event for 107.5, the radio station here for Ghostbusters. And there's these princesses that are there, and there was a Belle, and there's the Frozen princesses. I don't know what their names are because I've never seen the movie.
Anna.
There we go.
Anna.
So I'm standing next to Esteban, who's there taking pictures for us, and I'm like, do you know either one of those girls? Esteban's like, I have no clue who they are.
Which is pretty impressive, because Esteban usually knows
everybody. Everybody, right? Because he's pretty much taken their picture or has approached them to do it.
Yeah.
Right.
And I'm like, do you know them? No. So we're sitting there. They're packing up. They were in the sun all day. We had shade, thankfully. They get up, and they're walking, and Redhead. Is that Elsa?
Red?
Yeah, from Frozen.
Oh, Anna. Anna's the redhead. And then the
Anna waves at me.
Elsa.
Anna waves at me. Yeah, she waves at me. And I'm like, do you know her? She's like, he's waving at you. And Esteban's like, I don't know who she is. She's waving at you, you dumbass. And I'm like, I have no idea who that is.
Right?
I'm like, who are you?
It's like your name say, like, people name.
Yes!
Weirdness.
They're like, oh, it's Smurf. Great.
Okay.
I know that guy. I have no idea. I have no idea. I just watched her walk away, and I'm like, well, son of a bitch.
It's like such for, like, introductions.
Yes!
I'm going to wave hi at you and have you play the guessing game for the rest of your life.
And it'll probably be, cause it'll probably be another show that she comes up. I was Anna.
I was the one that waved at you.
Yes, I saw you. You didn't come over and talk to me or anything. I'm like,
jerk.
Oh, shit.
How dare you treat me like such.
Fine, whatever. So check out the page. We have some pictures posted up. There'll be more as Esteban gets them up from Club Cosplay, in addition to our event with 107.5, which was actually pretty cool. But on to the news. This is creepy. I figured you would like this.
This is great. Yeah.
So we reported a little while ago about Wisconsin. There's this guy running around town as a clown. He doesn't do anything. He just stands there with the balloon.
He just saw his latex mask on his face.
We think it is.
I don't think it's his real face.
No. So two things have happened since we reported on that. One, that clown started following me on Twitter.
Oh, my God.
Yes. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm going to die. I am marked for death by a clown in Wisconsin.
Did you follow him, though? You like
pictures? No.
No?
He just, boom.
Out of nowhere?
Yes. He must have listened to the podcast or something, because when we did post it, I
tagged.
Yeah, I tagged him that, you know, creepy clown stalks Wisconsin. And all of a sudden, boom.
He's going to be out in that parking lot one of these nights.
Yes.
Totally
he'll just be sitting
it.
There with the balloon.
That'll be great. Just standing right over there by the bridge.
Wouldn't that freak you the hell out?
Just like in the corner of the light where you can barely see the reflection off the balloon.
It is.
When we leave later on, it gets creepier the less people there are here. Because it's so open and vast.
Okay, so it's not here right now, but there's that U-Haul that's always out there when we leave.
I'm always trying to figure out if they're making meth in the back of it.
Making meth or drug deals or... child pornography or slavery. We don't know what the hell's going on, but they're like chilling out there every
Picking
time we come
out. Cosplayers, I mean, that's why we're losing our ladies on this show. They're in that.
Yeah, they're in the van under a bridge. So now this has spread. More cities are starting to report people dressed as clowns taking pictures.
There's a whole clown movement going on.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, there is. I've heard of this clown movement.
So, I mean, and now the police are starting to, like, this isn't funny. I mean, so I guess it's happening in, like, the Carolinas. Rob Zombie's even commented on it.
Really?
Greensboro, yes. I mean, people are, like, starting to get all wound up about clowns. And I'm like...
Isn't there a new It coming out, too?
Yes.
That's fantastic.
No, they're still going through with it, right?
Yeah, they're doing it. It's a two-part movie.
Two-part movie.
Great.
That's what I thought.
Because they're going to do, like, the first half is going to be focused on when they're kids, and the second half of the movie is when they're adults and they go after Pennywise.
Okay.
So, but I don't know. And see, that made me think when you brought that up, I'm like, are they really doing this because, like, an It promotion? Because it's
Wouldn't
coming
it be crazy?
Back?
It'd be nuts.
It would.
It'd be great promotion. I mean, great publicity. Out. Honestly, I mean, any publicity is good publicity, so.
I thought they did it before, like, you did it before the It remake was, but was it after?
Well, I mean, they've announced it. I mean, it's been,
time
frame wise, it would kind of work just to kind of build up. I mean, they've been announcing the stars, how it's going to break down, and who's playing Pennywise and all of that, but I don't know.
Pennywise right now is Bill Skarsgård.
Yes.
And then also, my favorite part is Finn Wolfhard. He was a. I'm trying to remember, like, his name in the Stranger Things series, but one of the main boys with Eleven.
Yes.
I feel like a horrible person, because that's supposed to be, like, my crush. Damn it! I'll figure it out.
So,
but, yeah, that's what I kind of... It looks pretty... I don't know. It's, like, clown movies and stuff are always, like, hit and miss for me. Stitches kind of pushed everything to a whole new limit for me. So after watching Stitches, I'm just like... I don't know if you can't get any worse than that. So just
you can.
Yeah, you can, but...
So the funny thing about this happened in North Carolina, supposedly now. A clown was attempting to entice two children into the woods with treats, according to the Associated Press. It goes on further to say, the police said two children saw the clown and an adult heard the clown, according to the news agency. Police responded to the area but found no signs of the creepy character who was, now get this, seen wearing white overalls, white gloves, red shoes with red bushy hair, and a white face with a red nose. Okay. All right, we're going to find that motherfucker just running around town, I guess.
Yeah. Interesting.
Children's parties will never be safe again.
No,
his
no,
cops are
not.
Like stalking. He made a balloon animal into a knife. Get him!
It's like really wants me to like. It like pushes me to want to make my like clown costume that I've been working on forever to try to like go around.
So would you make like a sexy, seductive?
No, like
clown?
A figure out clown.
Okay.
We already have the name of Sprinkles. I don't know where Sprinkles came from, but somebody
Donuts.
Said. It was probably a donut.
Or ice cream, depending on
your preference.
I'm there with you.
But basically, the person would be called Sprinkles for the clown altar. But until Sprinkles is ready, I'll probably throw out like sprinkle confetti in people's faces. Like
that'd be
cool.
No, we need to go over to King Supers and just go hit like the cake decorating aisle, and you just throw sprinkles at people.
That'd be so much fun.
That would be awesome. They'd totally think you're mental.
Until then, we'll do that on podcast and like go around to all people. Like, oh, it's Sprinkles.
For a later
just,
date,
like, freak people out the entire time. Phobia wise.
So they've announced the villain in the third Wolverine film, finally. Would you like to make a guess? Actually, you're probably looking at it because I can't
I'm
see
I'm looking at it right now. It's the first time I've seen it, so and that is fantastic. I am a huge fan. I'll let you do it. It's
no,
your
no,
show.
No. Come on. I
want
to hear it.
Yeah?
All right. I want
to take over.
It's the one and only Mr. Sinister. It's going to be fantastic.
Nathaniel Essex, who is Mr. Sinister and probably one of the most diabolical villains the X-Men have next to Magneto? I mean, I think Sinister is better than Apocalypse personally as a villain.
I would say he's better than Apocalypse, but I would say Apocalypse is better than Magneto.
Really?
Yeah. Sinister's up there, though, on the top for me.
Why?
He's Mr. Sinister. I mean,
the name says it all.
Have you seen him, like, in the pages?
He is badass.
He's amazing.
When he showed up for the Mutant Massacre at the end of it with the Marauders and everything, I was just like, holy shit, they're really going to do this. And so Mr. Sinister's whole storyline is he clones mutants. So he has, like, this army of Marauders that have been cloned over and over and over again. That's why the X-Men can't kill him. Because there's that one scene at the end of the Mutant Massacre where Colossus grabs Riptide by the throat and just snaps his neck like a twig.
Jeez.
Crushes it.
And Colossus is just pissed. He's got all these throwing stars stuck in his head and everything. And he turns to, was it Scalpel Hunter?
I couldn't tell you, honestly.
And he turns to him and he says, make peace with your gods, little man, because you're about to meet him. And Colossus just goes freaking berserk. It's like, yes. That's Colossus. But Sinister, I don't know. He's not a physical character, though.
No, he's not. It's more of a mental game with him.
Mm-hmm.
So that's... I'm excited. They better do it right. That's all I got to say.
It's like a chess board game.
Yeah.
In the making, basically.
Because he supposedly has cloned Sabretooth.
Yes.
So, are we going to see another Sabretooth?
It's hard to say because...
Sabretooths?
That would be really interesting.
Sabretooths.
I would love
like
to see Sabretooth
version.
Come back. What?
Yeah. Sabretooths would be a cute, like, girl version of Sabretooth. Teeth's like a little like chibi version.
Okay.
That's what I imagined. Sorry. I'm done with my imagination for a second. Okay. Moving on.
I'm really excited about that. I was a little disappointed about the Silver Samurai and the last Wolverine movie. So I hope they don't let me down with Mr. Sinister.
But see, I was fine with the last Wolverine film up to that point.
Yeah. I mean
the
way
of the samurai and
like,
all of that.
He looked like Shredder, honestly.
He did look like Shredder.
He looked like Shredder from, you know, the old 90s movie when he was all big on steroids. And with the flat face, it killed it for me. And that's one of my favorite villains. He's on, like, my top 20, so.
Yeah, it's easy to do. And So do you think this is going to put Wolverine out on a high point? Or is it just going to be like, thank God it's done, put it in the ground and call it good?
Do you say that again?
I says, do you think this is going to help Wolverine, like the franchise, end on a high note? Kind of like, you know,
you
the Dark Knight.
You think it's going to end?
Well, this is the last one for Grant.
I thought the last one was his last one.
No, Hugh Jackman, this is his last.
So this is going to be his last one.
This is it. Hugh Jackman's done, supposedly.
Well, they better go out with a bang. I mean, because they're not going to stop telling Wolverine stories just because Hugh Grant's done.
Or Hugh Jackman, sorry.
Hugh Grant. Yeah. Just because he's done doesn't mean they're going to stop telling the Wolverine stories. So,
but who can play Wolverine better than Jackman at this point?
That's what I'm wondering.
I mean, it's like trying to find someone to fill Iron Man because Robert Downey Jr. has just owned it.
Yeah, I mean, they have nailed the parts, but somebody will come along.
They'll come up like
somebody always comes along.
Like they did with the new Iron Man.
Maybe
they'll turn into like a Wolverine with like a huge afro. Just like white bitch afro, basically.
I could see, you know, and I can kind of see the setup coming out of this with Sinister as an X-23 buy-in to do the whole female Wolverine that's so popular right now in the comics. And I could see this being a setup.
Are you talking about his daughter?
Yes. Because supposedly she's a clone or a daughter, or how they've worked that out. If they go with the Sinister storyline of being a cloner, maybe this is how they introduce X-23.
That'd be interesting.
That'd be cool.
It'd be a believable story, absolutely. That's what I look forward to, is how they're going to make this story believable. Because all the stories are slightly different from the comic variation.
Mm-hmm.
And I find it very interesting how they change the story and how they make it believable. And it's really kept my interest so far, so... keep the ball rolling.
Keep it rolling. March 3rd, 2017 is when we're going to see the release of Wolverine 3. So it's
That's
pretty
fantastic.
Much done.
That's
so
two
now
that days before my birthday.
Oh, look at happy birthday.
Yeah.
Right. Are you going to go to the theater and cosplay?
Oh, absolutely.
I could see you pulling off a saber tooth.
I actually do a saber tooth.
See,
yep.
I could see that. No, is it like big woolly coat and all
it's,
of that?
It's actually a cross between the movie Sabretooth and the classic comic book Sabretooth. So
sweet.
I have the big furry white coat and the pointy blue gloves, but, you know, I have the rip-off fingers with the claws.
Nice.
And it's just...
and the teeth.
And I have a big, like a big brown coat. He wears
God,
a big
you must
duster.
Roast in that thing.
No, it's actually really thin, so the fabric's really thin, so it's really
good.
Breathable. And... I just wear a gold shirt underneath it. Yeah, it's pretty comfortable.
How are you not dying?
Yeah, it's actually really comfortable. The hottest part is my neck, because my hair and all the fur up on my neck, it gets really hot. But other than that, it's pretty good.
All right, we'll have to have a coat off. I'll wear my Star-Lord coat.
Hooah!
Hooah! See who does the better coat dance.
I would love to record that.
All right.
For hours.
It'll
be awesome. Also in animated news, Archer picks up its first outstanding animated series with an Emmy.
So
Archer has been on the air for 7 years.
That's crazy.
Man, I'm old.
Don't you feel? Yeah. I mean, you're like, holy hell.
Yeah, I'm getting there, man.
And you know what? Archer hasn't aged a bit.
No.
No,
still
yeah,
as young
that?
As... You know what? Neither is Pam.
Neither
I gotta give it to the rest of the office.
Yes.
Those guys are putting in work.
Yeah.
I've been waiting for Archer's mom to die, though, honestly. I've been waiting.
Just
keel over. To and just like
her. Randomly.
Could you just see Archer coming in, finding his mom's legs just straight up in the
God.
Air, you know? Awesome. But would the show be any good without Pam? Do you think? Because, I mean, as much as I love Archer, Pam always kills it for me.
I was like, I just had to randomly do that in the mirror.
Why does Pam kill it for you? Just her grotesqueness?
Just, and I keep thinking it's not going to get any worse, or they can't make
it
Pam
gets worse.
Any
it's
more
so
of
bad.
A beast. And they
it's
do.
It's a shark, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, it's a shark.
It's a shark. I'm like, I can't.
Can't do it.
But, I mean, everyone is kind of like, say I drink like Archer. It's not true. I don't drink anymore. Often, but I wish I could drink like Archer. That would be
awesome.
That would
be awesome. Yeah, that'd
be
so
great.
Cool.
But I'm like a whole season behind. Do you even watch the show anymore?
I was caught up, and then I don't know what happened. I don't know what's going on anymore. So I guess I'll
he's like a dad now or something. I'm like,
yeah,
no way.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
See what happens in 7 years?
Yeah.
With
the other chick. Yeah. I never remember her name.
Ants, that's the only way phrase I can usually remember.
Yeah,
name.
This is why we have ants.
Lana.
Yes, Lana. There it is.
Lana, that's how you get ants, Lana.
Isn't it Aisha Taylor that voices her?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, this is why we have ants.
My favorite part about Archer is like the actors actually look like the voice actors look like the people in Archer. That's my favorite part about it. It's
really?
Like they have the same kind of, like, for the most part, some have the same like characteristics and stuff. Big fan of that, for being able to kind of like bring like a real person.
You know who you know who else does that or did that rather? The animator for The Incredibles.
Oh,
if
really?
You look at the voice actors for a lot of the characters in The Incredibles, they look just alike. Who's the lady that makes the super suits for all the Incredibles?
The
short lady.
No caps.
Yeah, her.
It's true.
She looks just like her.
Yeah.
The same woman. I don't remember her name, but
her name
looks just like her.
And Mr. That's Incredible awesome. Did look like the coach.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
it's incredible.
Yeah. It's incredible.
It's incredible. I love that stuff. Like a cereal. It makes it more like personable, I think.
It does, and like it fits. Yeah. But the guy that voices Archer doesn't look anything like
him. No, really? But it's only certain people.
Yes. Because, like, yeah.
Not all, but certain people that look like.
But I like it when they look closer so I can kind of identify him. Oh, yeah. Like Phil Lamar, I had no idea he was Samurai Jack.
I know.
That, like, blew my mind. I'm like, really?
What?
You're Samurai Jack? You're Lamar. Samurai you took a bullet too. To the face, dude.
To the face.
According to the team at FX, Archer's going back to 1947 for the new season, and we'll be doing Archer Vice, kind of a Miami Vice throw-off, going to New York, Los Angeles. So it looks like it's going to be a rather action-packed season, as always. Now, this news is awesome. It is probably the best that I could ever think of. Indiana Jones is being animated.
Yes.
Why? You know, my mind is absolutely blown that I never even thought about this or why it hasn't been done up until now. The problem is, this is a fan film. He's got the authorization from Lucas and all that to do the animated short, but it looks Warner Brothers style. I mean, it is intense looking. We posted it up on 5280 Geek as far as a link when it comes out. Now, we were messing around earlier as far as, and we've heard this a few times, what if Indiana Jones is the carbonite dream of Han Solo?
Dun, dun, dun.
Mind blown.
You really want to mess with a stoner late at night.
That's what you do.
Just throw that at him. Throw that nugget.
Lay that in his lap and walk away.
Yeah. Just walk away.
It's a time bomb, I'm telling you. So the short will air September 29th. Go to the page. We have a link up for it. I'm excited as hell to see this.
I'm really excited.
Meh.
No?
Meh. Yeah,
is that
maybe.
The extent of your excitement?
I guess so right now. It's like I have to see it because I'm trying to like imagine in my head right now.
It's Indiana kind of Jones. Like, what else do you have to see?
I don't know. Like Indiana Jones is like my like really like pre-childhood thing. So I feel like if I were to watch it now, it would kind of ruin like the magicalness of it, if that makes sense.
No, Crystal Skull did that.
Yeah, well, yeah, Crystal did that.
But watching the classics does not ruin the nostalgia for me at all.
It's like Kalema every time. It's like going to like Disney World when you're a kid versus when you're an adult. Like you're gonna view it differently.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's my problem.
I think the films take me back. They take me back to when I was a kid.
Yeah.
They make me remember some of my innocence, I would say.
Innocence.
Yeah.
You just like seeing Kali Ma rip hearts out.
Oh, yeah. It's so awesome. If only I could do that in real life.
Right? Oh, God.
You have offended Shiva. Yeah. I mean, that whole scene when they're hanging, Indy gets so pissed. I'm like, that is awesome. Okay, now out of the trilogy, because Crystal Skull doesn't exist,
yeah.
What is the best indie film?
I'm going to say Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Going original. All right.
Yeah, that's
I like
mine.
That.
I mean, who doesn't like a good Nazi film?
And the funny thing is, the promo poster that the guy has, he's got Nazis in, like, the credits and the show. I mean, it looks so good.
That's just how I imagine Indiana Jones.
Fighting Nazis.
Yep. The Nazis and the Russians, man, just whooping some ass. Like, if they threw some Japs in there, I could go with that. You know what I mean? I could kind of lean on that.
I could go with that.
You know?
Just to see someone come up, you know, with like a samurai sword and he pulled the whole gun trick on him again.
Or the whip, you know, and he's whipping it out of their hands. Like, and come on, Indiana Jones fighting a couple swords. You know you'd be sweating bullets. That'd be entertaining to watch.
Yeah,
that'd be a good fight scene.
We'd have to have Short Round, though. Short Round would have to come and save him.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Somebody's got to come save him.
Oh, yeah. Because he isn't going to take out swords. Do you have a favorite indie film, Tara?
I'm trying to remember all of, like...
Which one scared the most out of you? I don't know. The third one's not that scary.
I don't know. And I don't want to say, like, the third one and stuff, so I'm trying to, like...
If it's the third one, it's the third one. How can you go wrong with the third one? You got Sean Connery in there.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
I forgot. That's his father.
It's his father.
That's his father.
Which is cool.
And how can you go wrong with Sean Connery?
I think it would definitely. I think the Temple of Doom, right? The Temple of Doom is more of the.
It's Kalema.
Yeah, Kalema. Yeah, it's definitely that one. I think, because that one always sticks with me a lot more than even the.
That one was creepy with the voodoo and all of that.
The rail car scene was way awesome, though. Oh, what a great scene!
Right.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Because, I mean, that one does stick out the most. That was where the sequel actually, I think, exceeded the original. I'll put that out there.
Yeah, I think...
Just like The Godfather 2.
Okay.
They stand on their own, I know, but...
So they're all commendable. They're all great films, but that's how you feel?
But nothing beats, throw me the idol and I throw you the whip.
<That'd be> awesome. So, yeah, let's play mind games now.
Yes. John Wesley Shipp calls Billy Crudup an awesome choice for Henry Allen. John Wesley Shipp is the father to the Flash in the current series on WB. Or CW. Sorry, I get those confused all the time. Who has been the Flash, has been now Jay Garrick, the Flash, and now Barry Allen's dad. And I really am upset that he is not going to play Flash's dad in the movie. Now... Henry Allen is actually the guy that played Dr. Manhattan from The Watchmen.
Okay.
So I don't know how I'm wanting the Flash movie to be good, but I'm wanting like the people from the TV show to do the movie.
Well, I think that would take away from the nostalgia of the TV.
You think?
Show.
You think that would contaminate it?
I think so. Because I personally don't watch the show, but I hear that the show is great. It's phenomenal.
It's probably the best DC show.
All right, so if they took the characters from that show and they put it into a movie, and that movie flopped, fell flat on his face.
Oh.
Oh, that you just ruined two things.
Oh, touche, sir, touche. Damn, your logic. John Wesley Shipp will be here for Rocky Mountain Con. If I can get an interview with this guy, I'm doing everything I can to sit down and do an interview with him so I could talk about... Because when he played the first Flash and he went up against Mark Hamill, who was the trickster at the time, oh my God, that was great. But it was like an early version of the Joker. You can see like the groundwork to what became the animated Joker when he did this. It's nice. Creepy. Because he gets like, yeah, it's Joker. Holy shit. But you bring him. Damn you.
I destroy worlds. It's what I do.
Blow damn you. Damn worlds. You, Galactus.
Damn it again.
Damn you. The Flash returns to the CW October 4th. See, now this is what I like, because now we're seeing like all of the premieres coming up, because what I'm going to say bring up next is even more mind-blowing as far as what is coming for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. But CW's got Arrow, Flash, Supergirl, and Legends of Tomorrow. And, like, every night. So they're going to basically dominate.
It's everything. That's so random. It's still just, like, I don't know.
Every night there's a superhero movie on. Yeah. Superhero.
It's like they just turn into, like, the superhero channel, basically.
Pretty much. And Supernatural.
And Supernatural.
So what you're saying is DC Comics are the new, like, Dawson's Creek and, like...
It could be. And then
Boys Meets World. It's like the new, like, everyday, like, show. Like,
you know, it's funny because I've compared Gotham as the 90210 of of Batman, because everybody just grew up as kids, miraculously. And, yeah, it just drives me nuts, but...
I saw the greatest video this morning. Somebody took the Avengers movie and they took clips of it, and they said, and it was the Avengers movie if it was a 90s show, or the Avengers if it was a 90s show, and they nailed it, bro. I mean, I laughed for probably an hour and a half. They nailed it. I'll have to send you the link.
Yeah,
send me the link. It's hilarious.
I want to see that.
Oh, I cried. It was good. It was good. Yeah.
So if you've been off the grid for a little while, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. has unveiled Ghost Rider. And he looks amazing. They even have like the retro style leather jacket from Johnny Blaze back in the 70s. So it's Johnny Blaze, not Dan Ketch, to be Ghost Rider. I'm afraid they're really going to mess this up. I mean, I can't be as bad as Nicolas Cage. Let's face facts. Can't be that bad, can it?
I mean, they could cast Nicolas Cage again.
Awesome.
Have Nicolas. I'm the Ghost Rider. I don't know. But I mean, they have who I forgot is starring as him. Gabriel Luna is playing Ghost Rider. So
who's directing it? I haven't heard anything about the new Ghost Rider.
Yeah, same here.
It's just appearing on the show, so they haven't even alluded to this. They're kind of speculating with what's going on with Doctor Strange.
It's just going to appear in the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. show.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to get, I guess, a weekly dosage of Ghost Rider?
That'll be interesting. It'll be interesting.
Are they going to have Nicolas Cage be Ghost Rider?
No.
It's going to be somebody else. It's not movie related, but...
No. It's going into the show. The Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. show is what he said.
That's so weird.
So, TV. But it's since the show interacts so much with the movie verse, because they've had, like, everyone from Avengers and everything on the show. I mean, they've had Samuel L. Jackson. They've had... I think they've had Cap. Did they have Cap once? Yes. So they make appearances. So I'm curious if they're going to cross over Ghost Rider into...
And make a movie out of it.
Yeah.
I think they need to. The one movie we have is terrible.
Yes.
This actually happened to me a couple months ago. I was craving some good Ghost Rider action. And I thought, after many years of not watching the movie, I thought I could watch the movie and fulfill that crave. No.
How far did you make it?
I watch all the movies all the way through.
Okay.
No matter what. I'm dedicated. Once I'm there, I'm dedicated. And I'll bitch and moan all the way. But yeah, I made it all the way through. I think I was satisfied once in the whole film. And I can't even tell you the part. Because it wasn't even that satisfying.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah, I'd agree. So we're due for a new one, I think. Most definitely.
I'm excited to see how far they go into the Ghost Rider mythos, the spirit of vengeance, you know, look into my eyes, the whole penance.
I think there needs to be a lot more of that. I mean, Ghost Rider is a dark character.
He's extremely dark.
He's a dark character. They need to make him, make it a dark movie. Like,
I don't know. Is he too dark for primetime TV? Because I know with Doctor Strange coming, that's why they're building up to it.
If he's just going to make a cameo every now and then, kind of keep the young heroes in check or whatever, you know, I don't think it'll be that dark.
No.
You know? He just pops in and out, a little wisdom here and there, beat up a bad guy, take this guy with me.
How much wisdom is the Spirit of Vengeance going to give you?
I don't know, man. You don't want to meet that guy, right?
No, because even in the trailer, they're like, oh my god, there he is, run! I mean, they're all like trying to flee from, a flaming skull. I guess that would scare the shit out of anybody.
If he gives me any advice, I'm taking it.
Yes, sir.
You got it, pal.
I'll lay off, I promise. So we'll see what happens as more video and press pictures are released. I'm sure we have not seen the last of Ghost Rider. But okay, so I'm worried that they're going to do like a Deathlok on him. Because Deathlok just suddenly like disappeared from the show. We haven't seen him. We have no idea what happened to him. I'm worried they're going to do the exact same thing with him.
They could.
It's going to piss me off. Bring him in just to... How do you kill the Spirit of Vengeance?
You don't.
You don't.
Can't. You can't do that.
It's not going to happen. This is just in. Report says we will know more about the new Nintendo NX in just a few weeks. Does Nintendo need another game console?
They just came out with the Wii U recently.
That was like a year, 2 years ago.
Yeah, it was a year, 2 years. So, I mean, as they usually go, it's about like 2 to 3 years that they come out with a new system.
It's about every 4 years.
Yeah, I think it's 4 years. It just kind of depends on like what they want to update. Nintendo's coming out with a bunch of shit, you know? It's just like, we have this, and we have this, and this controller, and this other controller to the same thing, but it's different. You're just like...
I can't keep up.
That's so much. Yeah.
I think Pokemon Go has revitalized Nintendo.
So.
I was actually reading an article about Pokemon Go, and do you know about their Monster Hunter series?
Mm-mm.
And apparently, that's another one of their top-selling series, and they just released their handheld version of the Monster Hunter game, and it boosted their not ratings, but stocks.
The stock?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not as much as Pokemon Go, but it was, you know, relatively in the same time frame. And
you saw it move.
Yeah, they were actually, in the article I was reading, they were talking about pulling Nintendo products from American markets because we don't buy as much Nintendo products as the rest of the world, which I thought was really surprising.
Yeah.
But it's, I mean, the facts are there. And I'm a huge Monster Hunter fan, so I'm really bummed. Like, I was just watching Monster Hunter Online videos before I came out here with a buddy of mine.
Right.
And I was trying to get him to download it onto his computer. And
I want to watch this later. Come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, I was like, bro, download this game. And he was like, no, I'm not going to do it because I don't read Chinese. I was like, neither do I. Do it anyways.
I can figure out buttons if I hit the right one. I know what it
There's
does.
There's got to be a translator somewhere, you know.
Subtitles, something.
Yeah,
come on.
We can figure it out. I mean, it's giant monsters. But yeah, that's another game system.
One more.
They're just trying to get more money out of you.
All I know, one month, Gears 4 comes out. I will be off.
You'll be off in Gears Land.
Yes, I will be Gears deep.
What's the new story on Gears?
Gears 4 is Phoenix's son.
Okay.
So basically, there's been peace since the end of Gears 3, and now the monsters are back. So you have Phoenix's son now is picking up the mantle to fight.
All right, so it's the second wave, I suppose.
The next generation. Right. But you do see an older Phoenix. So they have kind of thrown that in there. And one of the pre-releases has, like, a couple zombified characters from the first Gears
as far as that
have died and all of that. So it looks like it's going to be very impressive. And we're getting Horde back.
Nice.
Where you sit there and just fight wave after wave after wave, which is so lacking in 3.
Yeah.
When they got rid of it, I was so pissed. So Horde is back.
That's fantastic. That's a great game type. In any video game, might I add, you can't go wrong throwing a Horde mode in there.
No. It's perfect. I love
perfect.
It. It's perfect. Also in video game news, Blizzard's new app makes World of Warcraft Legion more manageable. I love the commercial for the Warcraft Legion.
I think I've seen it.
It's like all artsy and like impressive.
You're talking about for their new expansion with the floating pirate ships.
Yes,
yeah.
I want a movie of that.
Yeah, that is some cool
Fuck
stuff.
Fuck the game. Give me that.
I know.
This is the expansion with all the new demons and everything.
Yes.
Right? Oh, I've seen my cousin playing it. So I'm not into World of Warcraft. I made a pact that I would never play it because
I'm with you.
I have a very addictive personality,
so you know,
and that is my kind of. I mean, I could be an orc with a helicopter. Who doesn't want to be an orc in a helicopter? Like, come on. So,
it's
I watched
so
my
hard.
Cousin play, you know, and it's really hard not to pick up the game. Really hard.
It reminds
I
me
have
like
to call people for support. It's so hard, right? And let me tell you, there's
you like
nothing wrong with seeking support, people.
No,
nothing wrong with that.
No.
But, I was watching him play, and it is pretty intense. Like, the demons are massive, and I love beating up giant.
Makes you feel like you've accomplished something.
Yeah, that thing was, like, 4 mountains tall, and I took him down in, like, you know, 3 minutes. That's great.
No.
No.
No. Of course not.
But anyways, yeah, it looks great. My cousin's really excited about it. My uncle's really excited about it. I'm really excited to watch them.
Yeah.
You know, and
kind
just like
you
were saying, that cinematic coming in was. That trailer is beautiful. But what else do you expect from Blizzard?
Well, I mean, if Tao was here, she could fill us in on the latest nonsense with.
Her and her.
Overwatch.
Yeah, Overwatch. Just Overwatch this, overall that, overall blah, 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 blah.
She's got to be jonesing right now. So. Tao is in Vietnam. Her grandmother passed away.
And she's taking selfies.
And she's taking selfies. This looks like the happiest funeral I have ever freaking seen in my life. Tao, I love you, but okay.
Personally, you know, when I pass, I would like people to celebrate my passing, you know, celebrate the life I live rather than mourning my death.
It's true. You know? And, you know, different
have
cultures.
A party. Have a cake, you know. Might have a couple of fireworks.
Put the cake on me. I'll
serve. Yeah, I'll hold it. Send me out.
I'm not going anywhere.
That's
and I'm not
right.
going to breathe on it. I
and
promise.
When I go somewhere, I'm going there for ever.
So, Overwatch is still killing it. I can't believe how good it's doing. It's mind-blowing. So hopefully when Tal gets back, she can fill us in on the latest, because I haven't played it lately.
Neither have I. I haven't even touched it, honestly. Again, another game I watch.
Yeah.
It's pretty fast-paced, intense. And I'm sure if I sat down and actually started playing it, I could get into it, just like any game.
Just like any
but,
one.
Man, it's just like you said, it's taken off. A couple of buddies of mine, that's all they play all the time.
Do you think it's going to replace Do you think it's going to replace COD? Call of Duty?
Well, God, I hope. Call of Duty's garbage. That game's terrible. Actually, I was just playing, have you played Titanfall?
No, but I saw the beta for that was released last week.
Titanfall
was a while ago.
Yeah, Titanfall's out, but Titanfall 2 is coming out.
Mm-hmm. They had a beta for it last week.
Because, okay, so you're a COD fan, yes?
I've played.
So I'm a fan of Call of Duty 3, which came out with the first
Black Ops.
Xbox. Mm-hmm. No, not Black Ops, but it came out with the first Xbox. It was World War II era.
Oh, that one with the
bolt actions.
Yes,
yeah, they had
awesome.
It was a
took
great
me
game.
Ever to get through level 2.
Yeah,
where you're going through the swamp and all that.
Yeah.
I fucking hated that level. Anyway, go on.
So that's a worthy COD game, and the only other worthy COD game is World at War. That's the one where you fought the Japanese.
Mm, yep.
Those two are the only commendable COD games. Other than that, play Battlefield. That's
where it's at.
That's where the action's at. But Treyarch stopped producing Call of Duty after so many, right? And they moved on from Call of Duty and produced Titanfall. I played Titanfall for the first time last night for 2 hours because I couldn't put it down.
Just got you hooked, huh?
It is absolutely amazing. And honestly, I've played the new Call of Duty where you can run on walls and all that jazz, you know. That's cool. But
that's Prince of Persia, though.
Titanfall does the same thing, and they did this a couple years ago before the new Call of Duty came out. But not only can you run along on walls, but you can super jump, and then you jump into a giant mech, and you can shoot little people and other mechs. It's fantastic.
It sounds absolutely like MechWarrior. I want to just step on people.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can reach down and pick them up and squish them.
Oh,
it's fantastic.
I feel like that was... When did that game come out? Titanfall?
Titanfall, I think it came out like 2 years ago, maybe?
2 years ago?
I think it came out with the Xbox One.
That sounds about
shortly
right.
After it.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Because the second one's about to come out, and the new Xbox is also about to come out in about a year and a half.
I feel like I played Titanfall like back in high school, like 4 years ago or something, because somebody that I might have known in high school or something.
Maybe.
Like, all the time.
I can't believe I overlooked it. It was I had
it's
so much fun.
It's easy to do.
But
I love
and
watching it.
And what's
I
great,
don't like playing it, but I love watching it.
But what's great about it is it's this really super easy game, just like Call of Duty. Like, anybody could pick it up. Pretty much. The controls are so easy. But it was just a really fun game. There's more dynamic in Titanfall than Call of Duty, because you really don't get any vehicles in Call of Duty.
No, which is lame. And everyone
maps
gets
are
the
a lot,
tricked out guns and
yep,
all of
and
that.
And the maps are a lot bigger because you got these giant mechs that you have to fight. And another thing I thought was really cool is, you know, I think it's teams of 6 or teams of 8, and then there's just massive AI spawns. So there's a bunch of bots.
Oh, okay.
So you're not just running around the map looking for people. You're always fighting somebody.
So it could be a bot or it could be the opposing team.
Right,
no
and
idea.
Usually the bots, they come in like, you know, a squad of people, you know what I mean? And
sweet.
they usually show up right around the same spawn point as an actual player. So you could be shooting, you know, a couple CPU guys, and here comes, you know, the actual player around the corner and clocks
well,
you a new one.
It's
cool.
I just got my ass handed to me by a CPU.
Yeah, and then you're like, oh, wait, that's actually a guy. My bad. And then vice versa. You come around a corner and you go to kick somebody because they don't have, like, a punching melee. You kick people in the chest. You go to kick somebody and it turns out to be you know, the computer, and he kicks you first. And it's like, well, I just got handed to me by the computer. This sucks.
I'm trying to remember the last COD that I enjoyed. I think it was the one with they first introduced the zombies, and you're the president.
Yes. Yes. Awesome. I bought that game just for
just
that.
Just for that?
Yes.
Because I wanted to
just
be Nixon.
Yes.
That was the only reason to play
that
college.
The only reason I got that game was for the zombies. And I think you had to beat the game to unlock the zombies.
Yes.
So I had to suck it up and play the whole game all the way through. I don't like COD, but I've played every one of them.
Yeah. And
I don't play them just so I can say I don't like them.
I think, honestly, because my brother's like this now, he doesn't even buy the game for the campaign. It's right. now just for the online, because that's what he right. did with Battlefield. He didn't even play the campaign. I'm like, how is it? He's like, I don't know.
I thought the campaign in Battlefield was awesome.
He hasn't even cracked it yet.
There's so many achievements in there.
He's like got all these weapon mods and all this shit from playing online, and I haven't touched the campaign yet.
Honestly, I get on Battlefield to jump in a helicopter. Yeah. Guns, whatever. When I get out, I'll jump out and shoot whatever I have if I land.
I'm in a tank. Who cares? Blowing shit up.
Yeah.
Also in video game news, for all the BioShock fans out there, they are remastering all three games for re-release.
Exciting.
Are you a big BioShock fan, Tara?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I absolutely, especially BioShock Infinite, and then BioShock 2, and you can be the big daddy. I love everything about BioShock. It's, like, just that right amount of, like, darkness and steampunkiness.
It's heavy on the steampunky.
Yeah, it's just, like, I can really get away from reality, and I can just focus in on just, like, everything about it.
That's a good game.
It's very, like, entrancing.
See, I have yet to play any of the BioShocks, but I love the story, like the whole lure of it, like, and I've seen people play it, and I've seen, you know, the cinematics, and it looks gorgeous. I just haven't ever had the time to sit down to actually play it.
It's like a whole new, like, BioShock together in general versus the first two, because nothing's wrong with the first two, anyway. But the third Infinite one was just like, look at this horizon, and look what you can see here. I was like, this is amazing. Of course, I can't play it because it's a first person, and I can't do first person at all.
Hmm.
I don't know. And that, it's kind of like playing like Silent Hill or something to me a little bit, because it's just like, I get like way too much into an adrenaline rush, and I don't know what I'm saying. I see a double, and I just like die all the time. I'm like, this game sucks. I hate it.
It's making me
so
twitch.
I just watch people do walkthroughs, and I love it just as much.
So better trilogy, BioShock or Fallout?
Man.
I will always do BioShock.
I have no grounds to stand on this. I've only played
places.
Maybe I think I played Fallout 2
okay.
for a little while, but
after that you're like, eh.
I just kind of fell out of it. I mean, and I never played BioShock, but again, the lures for both those games are
the storylines are immense. So provoking. You're like,
yeah.
Oh.
And I mean, so I was playing Fallout and. It's kind of like Skyrim. I mean, you can just go do anything all the time and never progress in the story ever.
No.
Like, I
all
played
the side
Skyrim
quests are ridiculous.
Forever, and I never beat the game. I played it three separate times, and I never beat the game. And people think I'm crazy, and I'm like, no, there's so much to do in that realm. It's just like Fallout. Mm-hmm. There's so much to do in Fallout. I think I just got overwhelmed.
That happened to me with Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah, I totally agree with that.
I got so distracted with all the rest of the shit, uh-huh. I never, ever did anything. I walked around and just shot people because it was fun.
Right? That's the whole point of
it. It kind of sounds like Grand Theft Auto, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Well, nobody knows what's going on in Grand Theft Auto. It's like muggings and carjackings. That's what's going on in Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
Where's the booby bar? All right, I'm going there.
Screw the missions. I just want to like go around and
I want some.
Speaking of revamping a series, since we're talking about Skyrim, they're revamping Skyrim.
What?
Yeah.
How is that possible?
Technology, I suppose, and magic. Lots of magic.
That thing was a beast to begin with.
Yeah, yeah. It'll be exciting to see what they do with it.
Right, I agree. Huh? That's like a whole nother. That's like a. All I know is from my friends that played Skyrim, and it's just like days.
The only thing
days
I can think of is textures. Like, but how do you get? Like, how are you going to get your textures even better than they already were?
I have no idea.
But
and the world map
or something they're trying to like
That is an excellent question.
Glitch issues? Well, of course it does.
Well, it lagged because the problem was the further you went into the world on Skyrim, it started getting laggy and glitchy.
Yeah, more information.
Because it was all like live at the time. So. Wow.
That or they're kind of doing the Nintendo thing of like, here's the thing, remember this game? Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Yes, we do. Well, there's like what, Everlast? Or what is that new game? I can't. We reported on it. Damn it. No, the one with the spaceship in your.
Oh, No Man's Sky?
Yeah.
I heard that was a terrible, terrible disappointment.
A lot of people are saying that.
It's a farming game. That's all it is. You just research and farm, yeah.
Kind of like a Minecraft.
Minecraft on crack is basically what
I heard. But you don't get to craft anything, is what I heard. You just collect everything.
But what?
But you have to collect stuff to... You kind of do, but to like...
Stuff?
Yes, so like so your ship wherever you land, you may need a warp drive, but you may need fuel, so you have to go mine it and then figure out how to make the fuel
to get off the planet.
To get off the planet.
That's pretty cool. I like that. It's more like a problem-solving game, which I actually could use. You know, I need some refreshing games out there, you know. There's too many games are the same. Like Mario Galaxy for the Nintendo blew me away because that was an original game.
Right.
Are you kidding me? I could fly through planets. That was amazing. It was an acid trip. It was an acid trip without even taking acid. It was great. And some of the planets tried to eat me.
Which was
a nice change.
Yeah, you know, it's not very often you see a crater try to munch down on you unless you're like a Millennium Falcon
Pac-Man
or something. I want to see Mario as a Galactus now. I want to just see him like...
That'd be so cute.
It would be cute.
Especially like getting the one-ups and, just like... Choom, 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 and then get bigger than you already are. And you just like take over the whole entire screen like...
Yeah. I have three planets now.
Yes. We make a game now.
Oh my God.
We can just not talk about any of this and just go make that game.
Yep. Done. What do we got coming up? Where are you going to be next weekend? I think we're done for cons for a month almost. Because September...
Rocky Mountain Con is...
October.
It's on October.
Rocky Mountain Cosmic Con. And...
It's like the 13th.
Yeah. 13th. So we're con free for a few weeks.
There's still so much other shit going on though. It just flips the other side of like, what else can I do that I've been meaning to do and haven't been able to do because of cons? Oh, yeah, sleep and do nothing.
That's right. Not going
to
happen.
Yeah, but if you sleep and do nothing, then you're going to have to stress over your costumes for the cons.
That's always what I do anyway.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Every cosplayer that I know is last-minute Nancy. I mean, it is...
I was putting lights on my boots the night before the event, so...
Fly to the bumblebees.
I made the board that morning.
Come here, baby!
It's like every day.
Had to rub one out real early.
That's the best time. So what do you got next in store for your cosplay then? How do you beat the surfer?
What?
I mean, what are you working on next?
I think
there's always a list. There's always a list.
Yeah, I'm always working on Galactus, always trying
to make
him better.
That's an ongoing project. I can see that.
I think my next step is the Silver Surfer. I'm going to airbrush some detail into him. A little more, like under the muscles and along the face.
Oh,
give him a little
definition.
A little more definition. Kind of give him a little cartoon look. I kind of go for that in my costumes and make them as cartoony as I can, so it looks like I walked right off the pages of the comic books.
So, are you doing Ron Lim or Kirby Surfer?
Kirby.
Okay.
Yeah, Kirby all day. All
right. No, it's respectable.
That's just how I grew up.
Nothing wrong with the king, baby. Nothing wrong
absolutely.
With the king.
But I think my next project is, I don't know if you met Char, the leader of the Zeon Nation at the Club Cosplay, but that's a friend of mine, and Hail Evil, so I'm making his mobile suit for him, so I'll be walking around behind him.
That'd be cool.
And his
fuchsia
red mobile
fuchsia.
Suit. Yeah, be great.
You just like saying the word fuchsia.
I do like the word fuchsia.
I love it.
Hey, and you mentioned... Civil War earlier, and I did get far enough to see Galactus as a world-destroying sentinel. Mm-hmm. So that's something to keep your eyes out for in the future.
Little mod to the suit? Wouldn't be difficult.
It'll be a brand new suit, head to toe, and it'll be a planet-eating sentinel. It'll look like a robot.
I'm surprised you haven't done a Celestial yet.
My brother actually wants to do one.
The Dreamin' Celestial. You just wheel him around.
But, so I'm not going to take that away from him.
No, that's fair. You know? Yeah.
How long has he been talking about doing it, though?
I don't know. Probably 3 years.
And he's not going to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
he's also been talking about doing, not Judge Dredd, but, was it Judge Dead?
The zombie
version.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
yes.
He wants to do that.
That'd be cool.
I was like, that's a pretty cool idea.
It's not bad.
But you know, he fights fires out in Salida, so
okay.
There's not a whole lot of free time.
Yeah, not a whole lot of free time.
We have to kind of tell the issue that happened on Friday? No, Saturday.
Oh, out at the ranch.
Yeah.
So my parents live out in Callahan, Colorado. Do you know where that is? Mm-hmm. It's way out in the prairie, so one of our neighbors was out shooting and caused a brush fire and burnt up about 46 acres of my parents' 83 acres.
So, half of it.
Yeah. Almost all the way up to the house.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so hopefully we'll get some good grass in next year.
Right? And,
But, he had to feel like absolute shit.
Yeah, and it sucked because I was here in Denver, and my parents actually weren't at the house at the time, and my neighbor was calling me, like, what time was it, like 8 or 9 in the morning?
Yeah.
And my neighbor's calling me, and I'm like, oh, what does he want? And I thought he was joking at first. Like, I was like, am I still dreaming? What is going on? Like, I'm in bed, and my house is about to catch fire. He's like, yeah, nobody's home. Then, you know, the neighbors started a fire. They tried to knock on the door, and I was like, well, I'll call my parents and let them know.
Oh, my God.
Mom and Dad are going to be pissed.
Yeah, apparently they were up in the mountains doing something, so they couldn't be home. And my sister, she lives about 30 minutes away. I don't know what they did, but
you said they put like the sprinklers
house,
on.
And the house was saved. That's
pretty. Yeah.
That's what I assumed. Yeah. I assumed that they would turn the sprinklers on to stop it. But
I'm gonna laugh and like there's this fine line like right by the house of like.
I have to replace so many fence posts now though.
Oh, it's
terrible.
You're gonna be busy. God.
You're done.
Yeah. It
so
sucks. That's a lot of acreage.
That's a lot of acreage.
Yeah, that's a lot of acreage.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
You can find some of those people along the street, say they'll work for food. All right, come on. We're going to
earn
this one.
Yeah, right.
I know
what I got for you in store.
Not in Calhoun, Colorado.
No way. There.
Just go down Spear and Colfax. There's like a plethora of them down there.
Then I got to take them all the way down there with me.
Oh, yeah, 3 hours.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like 2.5 hours out.
Oh, God. Yeah. That's
horrible.
That's a lot of time to deal with that smell. No.
Getting them to go away afterwards
would
be even harder.
Yeah, once they know where you're at, they never leave.
Yeah.
Yeah. I stay here. Namaste.
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 Well, ladies and gentlemen, we will call it a wrap. We will be back next week with Lord knows what about who knows who. And in the meanwhile, we're all stories. So make it a good one.
Bye.